Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A jury has now awarded $687,000 to a woman who was fired for refusing the COVID shot. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is a great victory by this federal jury to give this woman who was wrongly fired. She was a research scientist. She worked alone. She wasn't even in a room with other people. She was wrongly fired for refusing the COVID-19 shot, and I just pray this is just the beginning of many more.
Yeah, this federal jury determined that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee wrongly fired one of its research assistants for refusing to take the COVID shot and now has awarded the former employee $687,000 in back pay and damages. The jury found that Tanya Benton had, quote, proved by a preponderance of the evidence that her refusal to receive the COVID vaccination was based upon a sincerely held religious belief, close quote. In addition, the jury declared that Blue Cross Blue Shield did not prove it had offered Benton reasonable accommodation, nor did it prove a reasonable accommodation would hurt the company. So they awarded $177,240 in back pay, $10,000 in compensation, and $500,000 in punitive damages.
Yeah, in 2022, Blue Cross Blue Shield instructed her, and she had worked for the insurance firm for 16 years, that she needed to be, quote, fully vaccinated to keep her job. But granted, she's a researcher and works mainly at home. But aside from that, they're violating and not, you know, giving her a religious accommodation, which she asked for, because she knows as a Christian, the COVID shots are all derived from aborted fetal cell lines.
Yeah, as her research, by the way, as you mentioned, she primarily worked from home.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
And, you know, we had so many people contact us. I work at home. You know, and aside from the situation of the religious accommodation not being taken, but I work at home. I don't interact with any people, but they're requiring me to take the shot.
And this, we had that multiple times from multiple
many
different
times
people during the COVID mandates where they had always worked at home. It's not that they were just now working at home because of COVID, but that's what their job was. They were maybe somebody who made calls or other work out of their home. And so now they would have to come in, what's crazy, some of them made them come in to do testing. Made them leave their home to come in and do tests. The craziness
of
COVID was just
or something?
Unbelievable.
I know.
But this lady primarily worked from home. As a researcher, she discovered that these mRNA shots were derived from, or they were part of in their development, using aborted fetal cell lines. So she did not want to inject anything or participate in any way with anything that had been associated with aborted fetal cell lines. And so she said she could not in good conscience take the shot, for it would, quote, defile her body and dishonor God, close quote.
And the ridiculous thing is Blue Cross Blue Shield here required the shot for all positions, even if you're working remotely.
Yeah, Blue Cross and Blue Shield said all positions. It doesn't matter what it is. Everyone needs to have the shot. After her religious exemption and subsequent appeal were both denied, the company fired her for not complying with its shot mandate.
After working for the company for 16 years.
It's amazing how...
16 years.
What was amazing, Holly, when we went through this, it's a surreal experience that I'll never forget. Don't want to repeat it, but
no,
I'll never forget
thank you.
It because we met some incredible people who love God and were not going to violate their conscience and their biblical beliefs.
But they're excellent employees.
And they were excellent employees.
Yeah.
The amazing thing is that some of these employers were willing to literally throw aside employees that were top key employees that had dedicated years, in some cases, a couple of decades or more, to the company.
Right.
to help that company become successful.
And you just don't see that much anymore, the loyalty of, you know, people working 10, 20 years at a company. Usually it's come and go after one or two. You think they would appreciate that loyalty.
You know, and none of them did.
No.
And very few of them did. I mean, we had people that didn't do that, some companies that were fine, but and a lot of the hospitals, the particularly the religious-affiliated hospitals, were the worst offenders.
Yeah, think about Maine, where in that instance you had an employer who did not want to require that, and they were threatened.
They were threatened by the state, yeah. But you had amazing situations, like you had healthcare workers, for example, who worked through COVID when all of the fear-mongering was out there day after day after day. People did not know much about it. They got lots of wrong information from the media, from the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, and other propagandists like Fauci and Bill Gates and so forth. They got all this information, and yet these healthcare workers would go to work day after day after day after day, coming home to their families. Some of them rented, you know, travel trailers or temporary places that they would park in their yard so they wouldn't come into their house at night because they didn't know what they were bringing into their home to the family. And then working through all of that, day after day, around people who were infected with COVID, getting COVID and recovering from it, they were told, get the shot or you're fired. And many of these people were fired. I was just astounded by the callousness of the corporate employers to their employees, that they didn't respect them at all, and they were willing to push this propaganda. And also know, for example, like on these insurance companies, remember this one information we got from, I think it was Blue Cross, where they were incentivizing, they sent out a letter to doctors about how many percent of their people need to get the COVID shot. And they were giving them bonuses for getting certain people in their practices with the COVID shot.
That's your bottom line, is getting money for this.
Yeah. So the good news is that she was terminated. She didn't stand for it. She ended up filing suit. The court found that the employer, Blue Cross Blue Shield, violated Title VII, the federal law, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and the Tennessee Human Rights Act, both of which bar an employer from discriminating against any person because of their religion. They should have required or engaged in appropriate accommodation. They could have clearly done that for this lady. They chose not to.
And hopefully this victory will also help encourage other people to do the same. You need to fight back.
Well, you know, we have cases ongoing in New York and also in Maine against the state regarding these COVID mandates. We also have a case ongoing in Naples against the orchestra down there on behalf of, this is another one, three people who are highly, highly qualified. I didn't realize how competitive being in an orchestra is and how selective it is. And we have three people who said no to the shots. And this was in a state that was not locking down. This was in a state that had really strong laws. And this employer down there in Naples still fired them anyway. We're in litigation right now. And we're going to continue to press this because our clients need compensation as well. Some of this, you know, like for these individuals, compensation doesn't really help. It's something that they need. It's something that they deserve, but they love their job, right? And so once that job is gone, it's hard to find another place because it's so, so competitive.
And these people have trained for years. I mean, you're talking about the orchestra members, trained for years and schooled for years to do that position and then just kicked to the curb because they won't take a COVID job.
Yeah, and so now there's more and more information coming out about how dangerous and not safe and how ineffective, so they were neither safe nor effective, they were just the opposite, these COVID shots were, particularly the mRNA shots. And Dr. Peter McCullough actually is one of the many researchers. A team of Italian researchers has now verified what they called the real impact of the vaccination campaign by comparing the risk of all-cause death among vaccinated and unvaccinated residents of the Italian province of Pescara. And what they found was shocking. It's not shocking for those of us who have been following this, but what they found was that there was a significant higher percentage of increase in all-cause death. And so you can actually just plot this before and after all deaths from all causes, and then you see COVID coming, and then you see the vax coming. And when the vax arrives, not COVID, but when the vaccines arrive, the so-called shots, when they arise, then all of a sudden the chart jumps up for all cause. And so you have to ask yourself, what changed? Well, it was these shots that changed. Dr. Peter McCullough told The Defender, these findings call for an immediate halt of COVID-19 vaccination across the globe and a thorough investigation of what went wrong during this campaign. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine. That's lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.